For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week witnessed the rebirthing of our new half-hour program, Century of Lies. After a four-month hiatus, we're back on the air every week. We'll be featuring interviews with judges, congressmen, scientists, doctors, lawyers, much the same as the Cultural Baggage Show, but with a more sober, a more somber look at the harms of the policy of drug prohibition. Our guest on last week's Century of Lies was Jean Marlowe from the Women's Organization for National Prohibition Reform, WONPR.org.
After 9/11, the federal government started cracking down on physicians that actually did that, that took the government up, and the FDA had called for pain treatment, and many people, Health and Human Services. And so the doctors were doing it, and when they were doing it, they became victims of the Drug Enforcement Administration. What happened was they would send in decoys, fake patients. They would find, go through people's pharmacy records and find any vulnerable people in there, any like ex-con or something like that, put them up against a bunch of years and of time, and suggest that if they would just simply turn and testify against their physician, then they would find themselves without any more legal problems. And so this sort of snitch-driven prosecution, which is everyone's familiar with in terms of the regular drug war, was transferred over to medical practice. And we have seen an absolute public health catastrophe that has resulted from this. It's a travesty, but it's an inevitability when, as a society, we've put the idea that we should be drug-free ahead of any notions of decency or civility. And so that's what we get. I've worked with many of the prosecutions across the United States, and all of the very high-profile ones, including Dr. Hurwitz, the case at Comprehensive Care in South Carolina, which was actually the DEA's flagship prosecution in their campaign. Also Dr. Rotschafer in Pennsylvania, Dr. Hassman in Arizona. We've got doctors all over the United States who've had this happen to them. I've watched a pattern. I've watched doctors who were treating pain in good faith suddenly set upon by so many different branches of the federal government. It's mind-boggling. If you go and take a look at the press release that was released after Dr. Hurwitz's sentencing, the DEA proudly announces, I think, something like seven different federal agencies were involved in that prosecution, including the Office of Inspector General of the Pentagon. So to say that they're piling on is an understatement.
If you can examine this evidence and not see signs of an inquisition, I am even more worried about you. It's time to stand up and speak up and end this madness. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.